Good morning. Thank you very much for joining. Today's daf is daf Yutes here in Masechet Shkalim. We are on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're dealing with a person who is donating items to the Beis HaMikdash. And we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody says, I'm giving Lavona, I'm giving the frankincense, so the Yivchos Mikometz, he shouldn't give less than a fistful or money for a fistful of incense. So now the Gemara is going to tell us what's the source for that. So we're at the two dots. Lavona Yivchos Mikometz, says the Gemara in Amar Khan, it says about the Lavona that accompanies a Karban Mincha, Azkara. And when Amar Lahalan, it says about the Lechem Apanim, also the word Azkara. We know that the Lechem Apanim was two stacks of showbread, six loaves and six loaves, and each stack had a spoon of Lavona. That spoon of Lavona is also called an Azkara. Pasuk says, V'nasata l'ma'arecha Lavona ala ma'areches. So the Lavona will be in Azkara. So the word Azkara is used in regards to the Lavona that accompanies the Mincha. And the word Azkara is used in regards to the Lavona that accompanies the Lechem Apanim. So Ma'azkara Amur Lahalan, so just like the Azkara of the Lavona of Lechem Apanim is Mlo Kometz. Because the spoonfuls, the bazikhe lavona, the spoonfuls each held a kometz, each held a fistful. So therefore, Medina, if you could just go on to mute.
Okay, what's doing?
Medina, if you could just mute your screen, would be wonderful. Dean, if you could just mute, that would be amazing. No problem. Thank you. Again, so the Gemara says, what's the source that when you donate Lavona, you're donating at least the Kometz? It's because there's a Gzeira Shava. The word Azkara is used in regards to the Lavona that accompanies the Mincha. And the word Azkara is used in regards to the Lavona that accompanies the Lechem Apanim. So Ma'azkara Amar Lahalon, the Lo Kometz. Just like the Azkara of the Lechem Apanim is a fistful. Afaskara Murkan, so to the Lavona of a Mincha is Malo Kometz. So therefore, and we don't, the commentary is here explained, you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that the Askara of a Mincha is a Kometz, because the pasuk said that explicitly. The pasuk says, Ve'erimi menu bekumtso, and he's to take off of it with his fistful. So it must be that this pasuk is to teach you that when you just give Lavona, you are donating a kometz. So the Gemara says, one second, if you're learning from Lechem Apanim, imas karamur lahalan shnei kumtzin, afas karamur akan shnei kumtzin. So we should say that just like in the Lechem Apanim, it's actually two fistfuls, there are two stacks, each with its own spoonful of Lavona, that when a person is donating just Lavona, he has to give two fistfuls. So Rabbi Ila answered, klum lamdu lekometz el min chaschote. Or maybe what he means to say is like this. There are different ways how to read this Gemara, but we'll take the Karban Eidah's way. The way the Karban Eidah reads this Gemara, it's like this. Klum lamdu lekometz, and changes the girsa. We only learn the idea of a fistful. Ela mi lechem apanim. We're learning a fistful from the lechem apanim. Now, malahalan kometz achasir pasal, avkan kometz achasir pasal. In regards to the lechem apanim, the fistful has to be full. Can't have it missing anything. So let's say you had one spoon that is heaping. It's a little bit more than a fistful. Can you have the second spoon less than a fistful? No. Each spoon has to have a full fistful. So you see that each spoon is its own carbon. If you could have in one spoon more and the other spoon a little bit less, that means that together they are a carbon. But the fact that each one has to be a complete fistful shows that each one is its own carbon. So if each one is its own carbon, so too, when a person is donating just Lavona, he's donating a carbon of Lavona. So it has to be a kometz, not two kometzin. Each one is its own carbon. So it can be a single kometz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda answered. So, Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Mislu Rabbi Yehuda Amra. From what Rabbi Yehuda we learned the following. That a misnadev levona, if somebody's donating just levona, is just donating a fistful of the frankincense. Maybe bekomtzo shel kohen. There's a question here whether you darsh in the word gadol or not, whether you have the gears of the word gadol. The grud does not, but the carbon eda does. So we were explaining the gemara based on the carbon eda. Let's continue explaining based on the carbon eda. So according to the carbon eda, this line of gemara is saying that from Rabbi Ila we would see that if a person's donating a fistful of frankincense, the size of the fist would be the size of a big coin, right? If you have a big fatty coin, because we're learning from Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim is a communal offering. So who gets to do the work of the Lechem HaPanim would be determined by a pious, would be determined by a lottery. So you know, if it's a, sort of like an arbitrary choice, so then you should look at the biggest coin. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya disagreed. He said, no, the fistful is not the fistful of the big coin. Rather, if you become it's a violent, a person donates a fistful of Lavona, it could be based on his own hand in a small fistful, because he holds, Reb Chizkiya holds that the law of giving Lavona is derived from the komets of the mincha. The fact that when you donate Lavona, it's a fistful, is derived in a hekesh. The pasuk says, so the word Lavona is in the same pasuk that talks about taking a fistful out of the mincha. So just like when you take a fistful out of the mincha, it's the komets of the owner, the guy bringing the, it's when it comes to the komets of when you bring your own mincha, right, you can choose which coin's going to do it. You can choose which coin's going to take out the fistful. It's not that the coin gets the job based on a lottery. That's for communal karbanos, but not for a private karban. Private karban, the person bringing the carbon gets to choose which coin gets to bring it. So if you, the owner, are choosing which coin is going to take the fistful out of the mincha, so basically it's he who takes the fistful is sort of your shaliach, so it's really your hand that's determining it. And therefore, in donating Lavona, which is compared to donating a fistful, it's compared to donating a full mincha, it should also be based on the hands of the donor and not the hand of a big kohen. Yeah, question. No, there's a kometz of Lavona, which is in a spoon. Yeah, that goes into the fire of the mizbeach. Lechem HaPanim is then eaten by the kohanim. It has sort of the status of shiyare mincha by virtue of the aktaras Lavona. The offering of the Lavona sort of takes the place of the kometz of the fistful of flour that would normally come in a mincha. All right, then the Mishnah says if a person donates zahav, lo yifchas min dinar zahav. If he's donating gold, he can't give less than a dinar of gold. Amar Belezer Belezer said, behushe hiskir tzura. That's as long as he says, I'm giving a coin of gold. Avim lo hiskir tzura, but if he didn't say, I'm giving a coin, then maybe a filut sinora, if he just says, I'm giving gold, he can give any gold utensil, even just a fork of gold. Mishnah goes on to talk about the 13 collection boxes. So it said the first collection box is for the shkalim, the second collection box is for last year's shkalim, the third collection box is either for kinim, for nests, or for donations of turtle doves as olos. The fourth collection box is for pigeons as olos. Then it says the last six collection boxes are for nedavos, for people to put in money. The money will buy animals that we brought as olos to keep the mizbeach busy. Chizkiya said, why six? Keneged shisha batei avos. Because we know there are 24 mishmaros. Each mishmar would get a week of service that it got to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the mishmar would be divided into six batei avos. So to correspond to the six batei avos, there were six boxes. Bar Padiya Amar. And Padiya said, keneged shesh behemos, to correspond to the six types of animals that can be brought as an ola. Par, an adult cow, egel, a young calf, sa'ir, an adult goat, ayil, an adult ram, gdi, a young goat and tala and a young lamb. So, you know, the commentator here says that by having these different boxes, the boxes would actually have the different names, the different types of animals, bulls, calves. So if a guy said, I'm going to donate a par as an ola, he'd then go up and he'd put his coins into the box that says par. And then they would take those coins and buy bulls. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, the six boxes were keneged shisha karbanos, for the six, to correspond to the six types of karbanos whose leftovers end up going for nedavos, for olos nedavos. And those are kine zav vizavos, the leftover nests of a zav, kine yodos, leftover nests of a woman who gave birth, chatos, leftover ashamos, leftover minchas chote, leftover minachos of a sinner, and asira seifa, the leftover minchas chavitin. Amr Yochanan, Yochanan said, the reason of six is not because these are six different boxes for six different purposes, but rather al yidei shanedava meruba, because there are a lot of people bringing donated karbanos, there's a lot of donated olos, ribula shofaros harbe, they made a lot of different boxes, because if you only have one box and you're putting lots of coins into one box, the heat of the coins might cause them to rot. So you want to have lots of different boxes. That way you have smaller amounts, and the smaller amounts are not going to go bad. See, if the pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim that after Queen Atalia ruined the Beis HaMikdash, so in the days of Yehoyada HaKohen, he cleaned up the Beis HaMikdash and he raised money to repair the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "Chalosam eviu lifnei Hamelech v'Yehoyada shara kesef v'yasu kelim v'Beis Hashem klei shares." It says that when they finished, they brought the rest of the silver and they made out of it vessels for the house of God. On the other hand, there's another pasuk that says, "Ach lo yaseh Beis Hashem sipos kesef mizamros mizrikos chatzotos kol klei zav klei kesef min hakesef hamuva Beis Hashem." That they didn't use the money to make utensils. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shem Rav Yochanan explained, Shtein Davos Asa, Yehoyada made two boxes. One box for people to donate money to make holy vessels, and a second box for people to donate money to repair the building, to repair the Bet HaKabayis. So the pasuk that says that they did not use the money for vessels, that's from the box that went for Bet HaKabayis. And then when the pasuk says the extra money was used for vessels, that's from the box that was going to Klei Sharis. However, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they quoted a brisa that nedava achas, it was really only one box, and it was just for Bet HaKabayis, that Yehoyada made a box to collect donations for the repair of the Beis HaMikdash, because it says, Vayomer HaMelech, King said, "Vayasu aron echad." They should make one box. V'yitnu behechal beis Hashem, and they should put it in the room of Hashem's house. V'yukov chor b'dalto. They should make a hole in its door. So since it says aron echad, there's only one box. So now, how do you this? The pasuk says, "V'yom haMelech v'yasu aron echad v'yitnu b'shar beis Hashem chutza." The king said, and they should make a box and should put in the gate of God. Or the gate to the house of Hashem outside. So that sounds like it was. There was a second box, and the second box was placed outside. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, no, there's only one box for the upkeep of the temple, and the extra box that was outside was Mipnei HaTzmeim. That was a second box for Tzmeim, who couldn't walk in, so they would put their coins into a box outside, but also for Bet HaKabayis. There's only one box collecting donations for Bet HaKabayis. Rebchiah b'shem that Yehoyada HaKohen made. Rebchiah b'shem Rav Yosef, so he said, to support the original view, that there were two boxes, one for donations of Bet HaKabayis, and the other for donations for Klisharis. Rebchiah, the son of Rav Yosef, said, The pasuk says, "Ach lo yasa beis Hashem sipos keset mizamros." They would not use the silver to make utensils. We have another pasuk that says that they would take the silver to make utensils. That's how you know that there were in fact two boxes, two collections that Yoyada made. One collection for Bet HaKabayis and the second collection for Klei Sharis. Hajan Alach Perek Yud Gimel Shofaros V'Hadara Achalan. Yeah, question? Please. I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. All right, now we're merit to start the new parak, the seventh parak here in Masechet Shkalim. We learned that there were 13 boxes, 13 pushkas in Beit HaMikdash for people to put in coins. What happens if you find a coin between one box and the next? So now does this coin go for the... For the Lavona, does it go for the spices, or does it go for the Eitzim, for the donation box for people who want to donate logs of wood? So the Mishnah teaches, Ma'osh nimtza'u bein hashkalim l'nadava. Coins that are found between the box for shkalim and the box for donated olos. So it depends. Karov l'shkalim, if the coin is closer to the shkalim box, you pull the shkalim, then it goes into the shkalim box. Because this is a concept in the Torah, you determine things based on where it's closest to. We see this with Egla Rufa. The city closest to the dead body, that's the city that has to bring the Egla Rufa as an atonement for the fact that this man is dead. Sota. Yeah, if the coins are closer to the Nadava box, to the box for the donated animals for Karbanos Ola, you put Nadava, you put it into that box. What happens if the coins are found bidiyuk ba'emtza, exactly in the middle? So you don't know, it's not closer to this one, not closer to that one. Then yiplu l'nadava. And again, you choose the most strict, the greater holiness. So to the ola is greater kedusha. Then it goes to the box of the ola. Bein eitzim l'lavona. You find a coin between the box for the donation of wood and the donation of Lavona. So Karvel Eitzim, if it's closer to the wood, Yipul Eitzim, and you put the coin into the box for the wood. The Lavona, if it's closer to the donation of the incense, Yipul Lavona, you put into the box for the donations of incense. Mechsel, if it's in the middle, Yipul Lavona, you put into the Lavona, because the Lavona is holier. The Lavona is an offering. The wood is a hechsher. It's the means of an offering. Whereas the Lavona is itself muktar, it's itself a carbon, it itself goes into the fire. Kinim legozli ola. If you find a coin between the box for the nests and the box for pigeons donated as olos. Karvel kinim, if it's closer to the nest box, you put in the kinim, you say it goes to the next nests box. Karvel legozli ola, close to the pigeons as ola, you put legozli ola, then it goes to the pigeons as ola. Maxilla, if it's in the middle, Yipul goes the ola, then you put it into the nest box because it's stricter, right? It's an ola. Ola's fully burned, whereas the nests have a chatas and an ola, so it's not as holy. Chatas is partially eaten by the Kohanim. So if you have a coin exactly in the middle between the nests and between the gozle ola, it goes into gozle ola. That's it, your own home, now outside the Beis HaMikdash. You have a box for Meiser Sheni coins and you have a box for Chulin coins. And you find a coin in between these two boxes. Karv L'Chulin, if it's closer to the Chulin coins, Yipul L'Chulin, then it'll go for the Chulin. Meiser Sheni, if it's closer to the Meiser Sheni box, Yipul Meiser Sheni, and it gets put into the box of the Meiser Sheni. Mechsel L'Mechsel, if it's in the middle exactly, again, Yipul Meiser Sheni, put it into the box of the Meiser Sheni, because that is of greater holiness. Meiser Sheni. More holy than that which is chulin. Is that called is the rule? Holchen achar akarov lahakel. We will assign the coin to the closest one to be lenient. Mechsel mechsa. And if it's in the middle, the hachmir will choose the stricter one. Says the Gemara. Lo hutzruchu delo bein shkalim lakinim. What's going on here? I mean, the only case is between the box of shkalim and the box of the nest. That doesn't make sense. Remember, we learned that there were 13 It should be kinim. It should be right. So the Gemara is saying like this: we learned there are 13 boxes, right? A box for this year's shkalim, a box for last year's shkalim, a box for the nests, a box for the pigeons being brought as olos, a box for wood, a box for lavona. So what does the Mishnah say? If you found a coin between the shkalim box and the nedava box, if there's a row of 13 boxes, the shkalim box is next to the kinim box. You're going to find a coin between the kinim box and the shkalim box, not a coin between the nedava box and the shkalim box. So lo hutzurcha, right? It should have been being shkalim lekinim. The Mishnah shouldn't have been telling us the law if you find a coin between the shkalim box and the Nedava box. It should be if you find a coin between the Shkalim box and the Kinim box. So the Gemara says, Rav Avon, the Shem of Pinchas explained that they were not 13 boxes in a row. Buchliyar hayu asuyin. There was 13 boxes in a circle. So if it's in a circle, yeah, it could be that the Nedava box, in the circle, is next to the Shkalim box. You're going to have a coin between the Shkalim box and the Nedava box. Rule of the Mishnah is that when it's a coin exactly in the middle between the two boxes, then the coin gets placed in that which is of higher holiness. So mechza lemechza, middle between shkalim and nedava, yiblu nedava, the coin gets placed in the box for donated olos nedava. That's the chumrah, right? So asks the Gemara, why should it go to the Nedava? After all, as Izzy says, you want to be machmir, so put the coin in the shkalim box, because the shkalim box is going to buy the communal karbanos. The Nedava is personal karbanos that people are giving to keep the Mizbeach busy. So is to Bailam Eimer. Some wanted to answer the reason why, if it's exactly in the middle, it goes to the Nedava box. Because if you put it into the box of the shkalim, it may not get used. We don't have that many animals that we have to bring, so you may not end up using these coins for communal karbanos. These coins might end up being leftover coins, and the leftover coins, they get used for repairing Yerushalayim, repairing the streets. So certainly, if you put the coins to Olos Nedava, that's a greater holiness than repairing streets of Yerushalayim. Is the Bayil Memer, so I'll give a different answer. The reason why we put the coins in the Nedava box and not in the Shkalim box is because the coins were Mechza LeMechza. The coins were found exactly in the middle. So you don't really know where they're from. You don't know if they're from Nedava boxes or from Shkalim boxes. So therefore, they're treated kamisha meis. They're treated like a guy who brings a shekel and then he dies before the shekel could get to Beis Hamikdash. And we know that Amar Rabbi Yassa said, "Adana Taman." When I was still in Bavel, Shamis Kol Rabbi Yehuda Shoyel Shmuel. I overheard Rabbi Yehuda asking the great Amora Shmuel, "If a shiklo v'meis, if a person puts aside his shekel and he died before he was able to get to the Beis HaMikdash and before they did the Trumas HaLishka, so what do we do with this shekel? On the one hand, you should say, well, he was giving it to Beis HaMikdash, it already belongs to Beis HaMikdash. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you might say, since the shekel was still his and he died, why should we give it to the Beis HaMikdash and now the Beis HaMikdash is going to use it to buy chatos? It's sort of like a chatos shemesa ba'aleh. This chatos is now going to be seemingly like a chatos whose owner died. So better not to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel said, you're right. We will give it, but not to the shkalim donations. We're going to put it into Nedava. We're just going to put it into the boxes for the donated olos. So here too, since we don't know where this shekel belongs, whether it belongs to the shkalim of the communal karbanos or it belongs to the nedava, we treat it like a shekel whose owner is dead. Where again, we had a suffix, and we had a suffix. We ended up saying, well, let's just give it to the nedava. So here too, when we have a suffix, we say, let's just give it to Olos Nedava.
Okay.
Now, we know that the Kohen Gadol, he has to give a Minchas Chavitin every day. Of his own money, that's right. So, Asiris Eifa Shalom, he has leftovers of his money, right? He put aside money to buy his Minchas Chavitin, and he didn't eat all of it. He has leftovers of the money. So now what does he do with the leftovers? Rabbi Yochanan says, Yolichem li Yamamelach. He should throw them into the Dead Sea. Apparently there's a special pasuk. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. There's a special pasuk that the leftover of a minchas chote becomes a nedava. But it says over there about minchas chote, kichatas hi. This is the minchas chote. But something else is not this way. Let's say that the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is different. Mincha of the Kohen Gadol doesn't, the leftovers doesn't become a nedava, rather gets thrown into the Dead Sea. However, Belazar says no. The same with the leftovers of minchas chote go to buy Olos Nedava. The Kohen Gadol's Karban is also within the category of Chatas. It's called Chataso. So therefore, the leftovers of the Kohen Gadol's Karban also, Yiplun Nedava, goes for the boxes that buy Olos Nedava to keep the Mizbeach busy. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah that money that you found between the box of Kinim and the box of Gozle Ola, so between the nests and the box of pigeons for Ola, goes for pigeons for Ola, because that's more Chamor, because that's an Ola, and the Ola is fully burned to Hashem. Ask the Gemara of Akashia, but we have a problem. The Yesh Chatas Kreva Ola, let's say it really was not Ola coins. Maybe it really belonged to the nests. So it really should have been a nest to buy a chatas and an ola. Now you're going to put this coin into ola. So how could that which had the holiness of chatas now end up being used to bring an ola? So Chizki of Hashem, Rav Shimon Lakish said, that's what it can be done. Because Tanai Bezdin hu ala mosos. Bezdin makes a condition on money that people dedicate as a chatas, that if there's going to be any leftovers of that money, sheyakrivu olos, it'll be brought as an ola. So here too, even though it's not really leftover, it's money that we don't know. Money that we don't know whether it's money of chatas or money of ola. Here too, that's the made a knot. It's not conditions when we don't know. The money goes to an ola. So one second. When this woman, let's say it really was money of nests, of kinim. A woman came and she dropped the money. She thought she put it into the box. She ended up putting it next to the box. Has Aisha Azos, now you're going to take this coin and use it as an ola. So Aisha Zos by Mayim is Kaparas. How is she going to have Kapara? Now we've seen earlier, there's the Brisa that when a woman gives her money to the box, she can assume that everything was done right and she can start eating karbanos that night. She can assume she's no longer Mechusar's Kippurim. How does she know that she had a Kapara? Maybe her coin dropped and the coin is brought as an Ola. So Rabbi Yitzchak, here also you have Tanai Bezdin, who there is another Tanai of Bezdin. They made a condition at a Masapika Sakinim, that the supplier of the nests, the supplier of the birds of the Beis HaMikdash, whom is Sapikas Hapsulos, he has to supply also for disqualifications. Right? So he supplies, let's say, 10 birds, because there are 5 coins in the box. If one of those birds turns out to be Pasul, he has to now give another bird to make sure everybody's covered. So there's a law that he has to guarantee stuff. He has to fill in whatever's missing. So we can say here too, included in that tonight was also this, that if a coin is found between the boxes, we're going to say to him, there was a coin between the boxes. So we don't know where this coin belongs. Maybe it belongs to another nest. Maybe not. Maybe it belongs to Olos. We gave it for the Olos. He'll say, okay, I'll put in another nest. He has to supply extra birds to make sure that everybody is covered, and the coin will go for Olos Nedava, for the Gozle Ola. Yeah, please, a question. Gozle Ola. No, one's a bird, one's an animal. It's different.
Different.
Yeah. All right, so the Mishnah then spoke about if you find coins between, right, the Mishnah spoke about if you found coins between the Shkalim box and the Nedava box, coins between the box for donating wood and the box for donating Lavona, coins between the nests box and the bird Olos box. Says the Gemara, but there are other boxes here. Lotzurcha, Delo Bink Torres, Leitzim. Why don't we have a question? Right, the case that the Mishnah spoke about was Bein Eitzim Olavona, Bein Shkalim Lenadava, and it spoke about Bein Kinim Legozle Ola. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzurcha Delo. So here you have to change the gears again. Lo Tzurcha Delo Bein Kinim La'etzim. La Lavona Lazav La Kaporas. Why didn't the Tana also tell us about if you found coins between the nests, the kinim box and the wood box, or if you found coins between the Lavona box and the box for gold for clay shares? It's the Gemara. The reason why he didn't give those examples, only give three examples, is because those examples are already included in the rule at the end of the Mishnah. Which Nita Besof was already taught in the end. Zaklal is the rule. Holchen. Achra Karov, we follow the coin, we would assign the coin to the closest box, and Mechza LaMechza, and if it's in, exactly in between the two boxes, LaHachmir, we look at that which is a greater holiness, one which is stricter. So that we, once we have the rules, we can apply it to the other cases as well. All right, next Mishnah. Moshe Nimtzlu Fnei Sofri Behema. Money that you find in front of animal salesmen in Yerushalayim, Ola Meiser, you assume it is Meiser Sheni, because the Ole Regel, they bring up all their Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. They can't use all of it to buy food. So they leave it with their relatives in Yerushalayim, or to their friends who live in Yerushalayim. Now the main purpose of Meiser Sheni, the best way to do it, is to take the money of Meiser Sheni and buy an animal and bring that animal as a karban. Bring it as a shlamim, so you get to eat it, and also the Mizbeach gets from it. So therefore, most of the animals sold in Yerushalayim were sold for Meiser Sheni coins, and they were mostly going for Korban Shlamim. So if you find coins in front of a salesman, in front of the stall where they have the animals for sale, you assume that it's probably Meiser Sheni coins that fell before they were delivered to the salesman, and therefore it's Meiser Sheni coins. However, Bahar Abayis, if you find coins on the Temple Mount, then Chulin, then already we assume that it is secular coins, because we think that coins in the Temple Mount, there we assume are secular. It will be Yerushalayim. If you find coins in Yerushalayim, so it's not in front of the animal stall, nor is it on the Temple Mount, it's just elsewhere in Yerushalayim. B'shar klim Moshe Shana, during the rest of the year, where most of the coins in Yerushalayim are chulin, and you assume it's chulin. Shas Regel, if you found coins during the Yom Tov, when all the Jews are there, they all brought their Meiser Sheni, then Akol Meiser, then you assume it is Meiser Sheni.
Why would we not take the same thing that we did in our
Well, because most Maaser Sheni goes for animals. That's what they was usually used. Usually they would use the Maaser Sheni to buy a Karban Shlamin. Let's say you find meat in the temple courtyard. So now, how's the meat cut? If it's a varm, if it's a limb of an animal, then you assume it's an ola. Ola would be cut up into 13 pieces, into limbs, and the limbs are going to go onto the mizbeach. However, chatichos, if you find slices of meat, which is sort of the way it's cut for people to eat it, then you assume it's meat of a chatas that a kohen is going to eat. B'Yerushalayim, if you find meat cut into slices in Yerushalayim, you assume it's zivchei shlamim. Then you assume it's a shlamim. Now, zeh v'zeh, you don't know how old this meat is. So it might already be nosar, so it's ubar tzura, so you let it spoil. Namely, you let it become nosar. And v'yetz l'beis ha-sreifa. And then you burn it. So you wait till it's certainly nosar, and then you burn it. Next case of finding meats. Nimtza megvulin. That's where you find meat outside of Yerushalayim. Evarim, if you find meat cut into limbs. Nevelos, and you assume it's just from an animal that wasn't slaughtered correctly. And it is nevela. Can't eat it. Chatichos, you find pieces of meat, slices of meat. Then mutaros, we assume it's not nevela, but rather it's kosher meat. B'shas haregel shabbas maruba. On a holiday, when there's a tremendous amount of meat, so then people are not cutting it into slices, then avivar mutarim, even if you find a whole limb, it would be permitted, and we assume that it is kosher meat. The Mishnah said that if you find coins on Har HaBayis, then they are chulin. So the Gemara says, lo tzrucha, lo tzorcha, delo b'Har HaBayis kodesh. Gemara is asking the following question. People are now allowed to bring coins with them up to Har HaBayis. So if there are coins in Har HaBayis, presumably these are coins from the Lishka, from the room which has the shekel donations. So shouldn't you assume that coins on Temple Mount are holy coins? Shekel coins, probably. Answer the Gemara, Rabbah. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, said, Chazaka, Shein HaKohen, Motzi, Men HaLishka, Ma'os, Achu Machalan al-Behema. The coins that are the shekel coins, they're not going to be rolling around on the Temple Mount, because he wouldn't take them out of their chamber until he deconsecrates them. The people selling the animals would bring the animals right to the chamber, and right there they'd be deconsecrated. So the coins on the Temple Mount are coins from the Lishka, but they're deconsecrated coins, and that's why we say if you found the coins, it is already chulin. Then the Mishnah says if you find meat, it depends if it's a limb or if it's a slice. The limbs were probably an ola, the slices are probably chataos. And both of them, you have to let them become nosar. So Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Rabbi Shaya said, Hisia das. If a person's mesiach das, if a person stops thinking about the kachim, he's not watching it anymore, so you're still not sure it became tameh. So ton uber tzura. You have to wait till it becomes nosar, and then you burn it. Amr Boshaya, Boshaya said about this lesson, Masnisan Amra Kain, there's a Mishnah that told us this mission, this idea. Because our Mishnah says, if you find meat in the Azara, Tzubar Tzuraso, first you let it become Nosar, and then Yetzel Beis HaShefer, then you burn it. Now if you found it, that means it's not being watched, it's Hesach Hadas, there was Hesach Hadas on it, and still you have to wait till it becomes Nosar to burn it. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Vios, is that correct? You know, let's stop here, and Bezat Hashem will continue on Shabbos Kodesh.